Don't touch that dial. Divine Light of Mercy is next. Good morning, and thank you for joining us. Now join Jackie Butler and Mary Jo Webb for this week's edition of Divine Light of Mercy.
Good morning. This is Jackie Butler with Divine Light of Mercy, and I hope you all are feeling well. And today we're going to continue from last week's program where I was talking about the things that you need to say in the name of Jesus for your life to be better and show the darkness, which is here, who's boss, basically, and that is Jesus in your life. And I want to continue just saying a few more of these, taking things off your, well, it's breaking curses, and that's what I was talking about. Now this one here, I break and release myself from all curses of lust and perversion in the name of Jesus. Now you may not think that you're lusty or you're perverted, but all of us have had strange and bizarre thoughts, and it's what you do with them that matters. And, you know, they come. You see crazy things on television, or maybe you read something that arouses you. And I'm not saying everything does, but some things do. And here is a way to break that from having an effect on your life. I break and release myself from all curses of confusion and mental illness in the name of Jesus. Instead of pills, we are talking about more relying on God than the actual pill taking. I break and release myself from all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. And part of the idolatry in this country is we like success in a way that it becomes a god to us. We have to achieve so many things in order to be well thought of in this world. When God says, live right, tell the truth, be generous, kind, these are things that are important in the kingdom of God, and they should be important in this world. Because being kind is an absolute wonderful thing to be. Now, my husband, to me, was a natural kind person. And everyone said that's the way they described him. Well, Vernon was really kind. They don't necessarily say that about me, because that's not the first thing you think of when you're around me. But it's wonderful to have that kindness. And to release yourself from idolatry of money and making that your God. We all can do that. Our children. You know, I've heard people say, my children are my life. Well, they can't be, really, because God is the only one that produces life. So he's really your life giver, and he should get all the glory for that. I break and release myself from all curses causing accidents and premature death in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of wandering and vagabond in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against me by others and by those in authority, and I bless them. That's one of the words of God. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who despitefully use you, and pray for those who persecute you. I break and release myself from all self-inflicted curses by negative words I have spoken in the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know whether you have said this, but I have heard lots of people say during a conversation, well, I'll be damned. Well, in the name of Jesus, I refute those words and rebuke them, because you're cursing yourself. And we need to try to be positive about our lives. I command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the name of Jesus so that it can be found and released. Now, those are some of the most powerful words that I think we need to look at today. And don't be afraid of the darkness. If you're a child of God, you have every right and authority in His holy name to cast out things that trouble your home or trouble your car or your job or the people that you work with. And, you know, if you're working at a job and there's somebody making your life miserable, it is very hard to stay in that job. And to go to the scriptures and say, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and begin to actually walk in that is a very, very big change in life. You've changed your mind. In other words, you're not going to give in to that anger and that rage that can come when people definitely are pushing all your buttons at work. And then you come home to people who demand that you do things for them. And where's your time? Where do you get a chance to be at peace and release yourself from all the day's troubles? Very important to do that. Take that time. And so I want to say a few more of these scriptures and then just talk about them. This is destroying yokes and removing burdens. I remove all false burdens placed on me by people, leaders, or churches in the name of Jesus. That's a mouthful. I'm just going to say this because it's important to me, but you know, from the pulpit, you hear a good sermon, you really get something out of it, and it makes you think about God, and not only that, but rely on God, and you go away feeling better. But you hear a sermon of fear, like they're going to take things away from you in your church, and it's anxiety that comes. And, well, why would we need to be a mission church? Because that's what Father is telling us. If we don't get this debt down, we'll become a mission church. And for some reason, it just sounds terrible, like it's an awful thing. I don't know if being a mission church is an awful thing, but it sounds like it's less than what we have now. In other words, we won't have a priest here. We'll just have a priest on Sundays, and that would be a terrible thing to us here, because getting Mass and having the Eucharist every day is important, and it's wonderful that we have that offered to us. I remove all heavy burdens placed on my life by the enemy in the name of Jesus. Please take that seriously. Know that not every burden you caused, but that there is another entity out there, adversary, who desires for your life to be burdened, so you'll make mistakes. So you will just woe is me and blame yourself and feel bad, feel guilty. And in Romans 8, the very first scripture is, now therefore there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So don't take it. Don't condemn yourself, and don't let others condemn you either. Because we all make mistakes. And sins, every time we sin, and we sin almost constantly in our minds because we judge people, we criticize them, we criticize ourselves, we look at things harshly, and instead of love and peace and joy, we're giving out, spewing burdens and afflictions on people because we won't love them. And you know, in this program, we always talk about that love. Love is patient, love is kind. And love never takes offense. Well, in that is a work that you have to do in your life to turn your life from wherever it is that's not good to the life and the freedom of Christ. Let your anointing break the enemy's burden from off my neck, and let every yoke be destroyed. We're asking God to do that in the name of Jesus. And that's in Isaiah 10:27. Remove my shoulder from every burden. Wow. I think that's awesome. I cast my cares upon the Lord. That's who you give your burdens to. I cast my burdens upon the Lord, and He sustains me. If you're going through a divorce and you don't want it, and you're not getting along, this is just a for instance, you better start casting that burden onto Him and let Him, let Jesus give life to your marriage, life to your life, and see what happens. Put it in His hands. You can't fix it. We can't fix those who are angry with us. We have to let God begin to do that. And a lot of times we cause that anger. I'm not saying it's just somebody's angry with you. You either said something or you did something that hurt their feelings, or you got your feelings hurt. So that could become a burden where you can't love, and then you'll back off from loving and you'll back off from God. And I don't want you to do that. I cast my burdens upon the Lord and he sustains me. And that's a scripture from Psalms 55:22. Lord, break the yoke of the enemy's burden and break the staff and the rod of the oppressor as in the day of Midian. Well, obviously in that day, it's in Isaiah 9:4, when God breaks a burden and the enemy is cast off. That's awesome. Let every yoke of poverty be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And may I pray that over the United States, all the states, Oklahoma, all the counties, the cities. Everything is just being crushed by poverty that, you know, it's destructive. And people need to live and to live in peace. And one of the ways is we have to break that yoke of poverty. Let every yoke of sickness be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We can't let cancer and diabetes take us over, or heart disease. And they keep telling us through the news, if you listen long enough, you're going to get everything. I don't want it. And I want to live in the healing and the power of God. Let every yoke of bondage be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's Galatians 5:1. Let every unequal yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you know what that means, but an uneven yoke is when you're married to someone and you're unevenly yoked with them. In other words, they don't want to go with God with you. That's a very tough, tough marriage there. I destroy every yoke and burden of religion and legalism on my life by religious leaders in the name of Jesus. And I say amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because that's what fear brings, is those kind of yokes and burdens. Let every burdensome stone be released from my life in the name of Jesus. I'm feeling better already just reading these. I take upon my life the yoke and burden of Jesus. Of course, I don't see God as a burden, so praise God. But those are some of the scriptures that I wanted to share with you today, and they do work. And God's name is all-powerful over everything. And I think that's what's so exciting to see in the history of the Israelites in the scriptures. It said Israel experienced many deliverances in its history. The nation of Israel began with a mighty deliverance. David the king received many deliverances. And you do read that. God is in the business of delivering us out of Satan's works and bondage and curses. Take it and run with it. Be today a weapon. Let the word of God be your weapon. Let God do what only God can do. And that's set us free from those things, so that we may live in the love and the peace and the joy of the Lord, even in the middle of trials and tribulations. And that's why we count it all joy, because that time is being redeemed right then. So live in redeemed time. Live as God has redeemed you. And give him the glory and the honor. And for all of you who are suffering out there, may these curses be broken off your life, I pray. And may you receive the grace and the beauty of a life filled with God's love. Amen.
May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We appreciate you tuning in. Please send your correspondence to Divine Light of Mercy and care of KPGM Radio, Post Office Box 1526, Pawhuska, Oklahoma 74056.